Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Have you signed up for my September 1st workshop yet? No? Why not? After you hear what I have to say today, I hope you will. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. A bunch of stuff I got to get out of the way first. Remember, I'm not an attorney. Don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. Everything we talk about on this program is my opinion only and should not be any taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. And I have a California insurance license and a legal document assistant license located in recorded in Sacramento County, California, which authorizes me to prepare legal documents at your direction or request. What else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And again, everything we talk about here is my opinion only, usually a pretty good opinion, but it's still my opinion only. You know, I'm tired. I am really tired. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I am tired of watching what nursing home after nursing home after nursing home does when people's Medicare days are up, and they kick them out of the nursing home. I've actually had people put in taxi cabs, folks. People told they were going to put mom on the front porch of the nursing home. Let me explain, and it's happened again. It's happened and happens almost every week. Not with every nursing home, but with a lot of them. And until the public rises up in contempt, it is going to continue to happen. Now, and there are lots of elder abuse attorneys around who will sue if somebody falls in a nursing home. If the if somebody gets dehydrated in a nursing home. But this is one that I think is just as damaging to families. And it has to do with Medicare rules. And bear with me, because I'm going to go through this with somewhat with a fine-tooth comb. Let me give you my contact information. Remember, you can reach me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my web address, my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You can go there and sign up for my upcoming workshop. You can call me and sign up for my workshop. It's on Saturday, September the 1st. There will be two sessions, one at 10:30 and 12:30. They're limited to 15 people each. They're the same session, so it's not both of them give the same information. But if after what I talk about today, long-term care is a concern to you, frailty issues are a concern to you, then you're going to want to be there. You don't want to miss the first. If you're not on my newsletter list, get on it. My latest newsletter just came out about having the hard discussion, and you should read it. It's an important newsletter. More is coming. I'm working on videos right now. I've already produced five of them. We're editing them. There's going to be more to come. So hang on to your hats. We're going to go to a subscription, a membership, where those who subscribe will be able to get really detailed information and help. Lots of changes coming so that your life can be better. But let me explain this, Lucy. And I have to do this in a calm, rational voice. Every week, I have somebody call me. Every week. My mom has been in the hospital. My mom went from the hospital to a nursing home. She spent 10 days in the nursing home, and the nursing home wants to kick her out because they say she's not improving and she's stabilized. And then I go through the activities of daily living, and I say, can your mom walk unassisted? No. Well, they say she can walk 50 feet. Have you watched her walk 50 feet? No. Go to the nursing home. Have them bring the physical therapist on. Turn the video on your camera. and make them and let's watch mom walk 50 feet up and 50 feet back unassisted. That means nobody hold her, no walker, no support belt, no walk behind with a wheelchair. Let's watch mom. Okay, the second activity of daily living. Can mom stand up out of a chair unassisted? No, she can't do that. The third activity of daily living. Can mom take care of her personal hygiene means? Can she toilet herself? Can she bathe herself? No, she can't do that. Can mom dress herself? No, she can't do that unassisted. Can mom feed herself? Yes, she can feed herself. Can she prepare her own food? No, she can't do that. Can she manage her own medications? No, she can't do that. If you can't do two of those activities of daily living, you are considered disabled. And I go through that all the time because here's the phone call I get. Bob, mom's been in the hospital. She went to the nursing home for rehab. By the way, the nursing home is getting paid $700 to $900 a day for rehab by Medicare. It's a staggering amount of money. A staggering amount of money for 2 hours a day of rehab. Now, but what mom is, the kids are being told is your mom's not getting better. So we want you to take her to assisted living or boarding care. In fact, we've arranged with it with a facility that we have a deal with. They don't tell you that. And we're going to move mom over here to Shady Acres Assisted Living. And oh, by the way, we are not going to tell you this, but it's on your nickel. So the family lets mom be because they've been told they don't have a choice. The mom's been moved. The other thing you'll hear is, well, the family will say, well, can't mom stay here? Oh, no, we don't have any long-term care beds available. Sometimes you'll hear, we don't have any Medi-Cal beds available. There's no such thing as a Medi-Cal bed. Any nursing home that tells you they don't have any Medi-Cal beds is lying to you because there's no such thing. Some of them have gotten more sophisticated and they'll now use, we don't have any long-term beds available. And you'll go by and you'll see four empty beds. And you say, what about those beds? Oh, those are rehab beds. We're saving those for rehab patients because the worst day in a nursing home's life. Not all nursing homes, folks. I know some really good ones that this won't happen at. But in most nursing homes' lives, especially the big chains, the worst day in their life is when they get a phone call in the hospital from a hospital that says, we have a rehab patient for you. Do you have a bed? The worst thing they can ever say is, no, we don't have any beds available because they'll never get another phone call for a rehab patient. And remember, they're making $700 to $900 a day off of rehab patients. From a Medi-Cal patient, they're making about $260. Private pay, they're making a little over $3. So you can see who they want. So they'll say to the family, well, we've arranged to send your mom over here to Shady Acres. It's a very nice assisted living or boarding care. It's only going to cost you $6,000 a month for mom. And mom needs to have 24-hour day supervised care. And you say to yourself, well, that sounds like a nursing home to me. Well, it does. It does. But they say, well, she's not getting better. She's plateaued. She's not getting any better. Blah, blah, blah. So we're going to kick her out. She needs to go over to Shady Acres. So the family says, okay, she has to go to Shady Acres. So they take mom over to assisted living. Or they're said, well, can't you get care for your mom? Which opens up a whole nother ball. No, mom, there's nobody to take care of mom. You can hire a caregiver, yeah, for $10,000, $12,000 a month. You have now entered the world that is completely controlled by money, not by the welfare of mom from the nursing home standpoint. Again, not all. I'm here to tell you there are some who would not do this, but most do play this game. So the family takes mom, they try to take her home, they try to take her to assisted living. She falls 3 times, she's back in the hospital, she's back in the nursing home, and the game starts all over again. Why is that? Because the old Medicare rules used to say that if after 20 days of being in a nursing home, after having gone to a hospital, been admitted to the hospital for 3 days, you go to a nursing home, you're admitted as a rehab patient, and Medicare will pay for up to 20 days. But you have to be improving. If you're not improving, then that changed. Then you can't stay. That changed in 2014 with a federal court case called Jimmo v. Sebelius. Jimmo v. Sebelius. J-I-M-M-O v. Sebelius. Kathleen Sebelius was the Secretary of Health and Human Services, I think, under the previous president. I don't remember, but the court case was 2014. It was an appellate court, federal appellate court decision. And what Jimmo said was, when you read the Jimmo decision, and you can go read it, you can go to Jimmo v. Sebelius, and you'll find all kinds of information. But what the Jimmo decision said was basically this. This is from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And it says, the Centers for Medicaid CMS reminds the Medicare community of the Jimmo, I'm reading, settlement agreement, January 2013, went into effect 14, which clarified, blah, blah, skilled nursing services would be covered where such skilled nursing services are necessary to maintain the patient's current condition. Remember, it used to be that mom had to be improving in order to stay on Medicare. Well, the Medicare, the nursing home industry is so powerful that it got some amendments added in 14, effective 3/25/14. Okay, that defined what that meant. And basically, they have now given nursing homes so many loopholes that, and I'm not one to use the term loophole, folks, but the nursing home industry got so many loopholes to this law that they're still kicking people out every day out of nursing homes, despite the Jimmo settlement, which in theory and in purpose and in intent was to allow people to stay in nursing homes without a break and transition either to private pay or Medi-Cal. And nursing homes every day, not all nursing homes, I want to make that clear, but a lot of them, this is happening to a client as I'm speaking to you today, recording to this show. They have been told, he has been told, that he has to move his loved one out of the nursing home because the patient has plateaued and no longer needs a nursing home. Now, the patient can only do one ADL, and that is feed themselves. They can't do any other activity of daily living. I can't make this stuff up, folks. If I could make it up, I wouldn't even try. But I'm telling you that this is happening every single bloody day. And I've been hearing it for 20 years. And families need to be forewarned and forearmed that they don't have to put up with this baloney. It's just like being discharged. Did you know? Where is it? I've got it here. I'm looking for my stuff. People will tell you that they're going to discharge mom from a nursing home. Did you know that under federal law, I'm finding it here somewhere, I got it. Under federal law, I'm going to say this one time and one time only. There are only six reasons why somebody can be discharged. There are only six. I can quote you the federal code sections, but I'm not going to. I did a newsletter on this once, I believe. There are only six lawful reasons for discharge, and not improving is not one of them under federal law. And the Code of Federal Regulations, all of them in Section 483. 42 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 483. There are six reasons. And yet nursing homes all across the state of California every day are discharging patients because the family's been told, well, you're dead, you know, Fred, you're dead. has plateaued. And therefore, he can't stay here anymore. Medicare won't pay for it anymore. And by the way, guess who writes under the law? Let me quote it to you. You're going to love this. This is in the fact sheet. Okay? This is in the fact sheet as part of the settlement agreement for under the Medi-Cal rules or Medicare rules. The nursing home, they give the nursing home the fact sheet on what to specify is their reason for a full, partial, or no denial of continued care. I'm not kidding you, folks. I'm reading this from the CMS workbook. The denial paragraphs found below under condition cover common reasons why the extended care items of services are non-covered by Medicare. The nursing home, the SNF, may use these denial paragraphs as inserts in the because and items of service section. The nursing home gets to write the reasons why mom isn't covered. Not a doctor. Not the nursing home. The nursing home gets to write the reasons why your denial, your appeal is going to be denied. Not Medicare. Medicare has told the nursing homes how to write the language so that the continued care of your family member is denied. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Now, what's the point of all of this? What's the point of all of this? It's because you have to be forearmed and forewarned about what happens when your mom or your dad goes to a nursing home. Let me tell you something in general about nursing homes. The nurses care generally. The physical therapists care generally. But remember, when you get to the business office at a nursing home, they only care about one thing, and it's called heads in beds. They have to answer to a corporate owner somewhere, and it's about heads and beds. That's not all nursing homes. I could give you five off the top of my head that would not play this game. I'm not going to give you those names because then you'd know the ones I am talking about. But suffice it to say, when it comes to frailty planning and long-term care planning, if you're not forewarned, if you're not forearmed, if you don't know what's going on, you're going to be the one who is having problems down the road when they want to kick mom out of the nursing home or dad out of the nursing home because he's not improving anymore. So here's a family now. And by the way, the nursing home just happens to have an agreement. We're going to be happy to send your dad or your mom over here to Shady Acres. We've already called them. Do you think any money changed hands? Were there any referral fees? Was there any quid pro quo? How did they come up with that name? We have a placement agency we want to send you to, and they're going to find a place to send your dad or your mom, or they're going to find a home caregiver for you. I wish I could do this. I'm going to do a video on this someday. But I'm going to need a big blackboard, and it's going to take me 30 minutes. And it's called the chairs. And the chairs are, once mom goes to a nursing home, it's all the other people that get involved in mom's pocketbook if you're not careful. So if you don't know how the chairs work, maybe I'll do that at my next workshop. Maybe if somebody comes to the workshop, remind me to do the chairs. It's really important that you know this stuff. This Saturday at 10:30 and 12:30 in my office, right here in Sacramento, on the 1st of September, both seminars are the same. Well, both workshops are the same. You don't have to come to both of them. But either 10:30 or 12:30, and when I say they're limited to 15 people, I mean they're limited to 15 people who are serious about this. If all you want to do is come and kick the tires and see if you're going to get a free meal out of it or a free electronic device. You're going to the wrong place. This ain't it. This is a workshop. If you're married, you both have to come. I love it when families come. So when the kids come and mom and dad come and everybody comes and they listen and they pay attention and they come ready to work and they come ready to be prepared rather than letting frailty creep up on everybody and then everybody scrambling around. The case I'm talking about right now, there's no family here. Family had to fly in from out of state to take care of this person. There was nobody here. They're all scrambling around like chicken. Not their fault. They didn't know this was going to happen. And the person that it happened to had never prepared, had no documents in place, had never thought about what would happen if something happened to them. Where does your family stand? Where? I don't know where. But this Saturday, the seminar, the workshop is free. I really prefer to call it a workshop because from the minute you get there, you're going to have to work. The workshop is free. 10:30 and 12:30, lasts about an hour and a half. My office in Sacramento, when you sign up, I'll send you a ticket that has the address and all the information. It's limited to 15 people per session, folks, because the room will only hold 50. There are only 15 seats. So 15 is not a make-believe number. And when I say they'll fill up fast, they will fill up fast. All my workshops fill up. So if you've been putting this off, if you think this kind of stuff can't happen to your family, as they say, you're walking through the graveyard and you don't know it. You're just whistling through the graveyard because it's not going to happen to you. And I'm telling you, it can happen to you. 800-999-8007. If you want to get to the workshop, give me a call. 800-999-8007. Make sure you leave me a phone number that I can understand. Please make sure I can understand your phone number. Or you can go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You can scroll down, and you can find the little part that says sign up for the workshop, and you can do it right there on the website. And I will email you a ticket. 800-999-8007 or my website, assetsandaging.com. You know, I don't want to make it sound all bad. Lots of people age with dignity or taken care of by their families with dignity. But I'm telling you right now that from the minute mom goes to the hospital, you are entering a system that you do not understand. You are entering a system that is not geared to help you. You are entering a system that is only about dollars. You are entering a system that is stacked against the best kind of care you could get. Everybody thinks home care is the best care. I'm here to tell you it's not. Everybody thinks all assisted livings are the same. They're not. Everybody thinks all nursing homes are the same. They're not. Get to the workshop on the 1st, Saturday, September the 1st, 10:30 and 12:30. You can call during the break. Sign up for one of those two workshops, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or go to assetsandaging.com and you can sign up there. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back in a minute. More stuff to talk about. More good stuff to talk about, I hope. So stick with me right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. We'll be back here in just a few seconds. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. I want to talk about a TV show. I'm Bob Scrivano. I'm your host. A TV show? Bob, are you out of your mind? No, I really want to. I'm going to talk about a TV show. Glad to have you with us. Hope you're coming to the workshop on the 1st. Glad to have you with us every week right here on Assets and Aging. Don't forget my podcast every Wednesday, except for this Wednesday. I had an emergency. I had to go to a nursing home and I wasn't able to do the podcast. So you'll have to forgive me, and I wouldn't have missed it, but I had to get to a nursing home. It's what I do, and I went. So I apologize for that in advance for those of you that tuned in. I'm pretty faithful about the Wednesday podcast, except when I'm on vacation. And this time I had to get to a nursing home and I didn't get back in time to do the podcast. But normally every Wednesday I do a podcast. I just sent out a newsletter. And the newsletter, it's a good newsletter, by the way. If you're on my newsletter list, you should be. If you're not, go to my website. You can subscribe, but you should be on my newsletter list. And the newsletter this week was called Having the Hard Conversation. And I want to talk about that for a minute. And again, don't forget the workshop this coming Saturday. Sign up, 800-999-8007 or my website, assetsandaging.com. Okay, I like a TV show called Elementary. I love it, in fact. My wife and I never miss it. We record it. We love it. It's a takeoff on the Sherlock Holmes stories. It's just been updated. It happens in modern-day New York. And I really like it. It's kind of fun. It's very Sherlock. If you like Sherlock Holmes, which I do, you'll enjoy it. And it's kind of interesting because Dr. Watson, in this case, is actually a doctor, a female doctor. The actress is Lucy Liu. So Dr. Watson is actually a doctor, but a female doctor. Well, Dr. Watson was a doctor in the original ones too, but in this case, she's a female doctor. And Sherlock Holmes is still Sherlock Holmes. But it's been updated. During the story, Watson and Holmes live in the same house. And the front door rings, and Dr. Watson opens the door, and standing there is her mother, all nicely dressed, you know, very nice. Says, hi, Mom, what are you doing here? Well, I'm here because we're going out to lunch at I forget the restaurant's name. Doesn't matter. And the daughter says, well, come on in to the house. And you don't think anything about it until... And by the way, I've never, ever seen this on a major network show before. That's why I was so impressed with it. I've seen it on documentaries and that kind of stuff, but never on a major network show. Not like this. And Mom, they come in, and the daughter looks at the mother and says, Mom, that appointment was like 3 years ago, or our lunch was like 3 years ago. At whatever this restaurant is. It doesn't matter the restaurant name. And then the daughter says, and the restaurant has gone out of business, Mom. It's not even there anymore. And the mom looks at her and you know, with this shock, some of you already know where this is going because you've experienced this, with this shocked look on her face and says, well, I thought it was today. And they talk for a minute. And the doctor says, the daughter says, Mom, you know, you have Alzheimer's and the beginning, you've been diagnosed, the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. And some days you have good days and some days bad days. And I think this is, you know, one of your bad days. And the mom is kind of distraught and the daughter is kind of distraught. It's an uncomfortable encounter. And they then kind of go, you know, Mom leaves, and then the rest of the story continues, the Sherlock Holmes story part. Where are you going with this, Bob? Well, at the end of the show, at the very end of the show, and this was just a couple weeks ago, so for those of you that want to watch it and have Dish or Roku or Netflix or whatever you have, I don't know, DirecTV, I forget what network Elementary's on. You can probably go look it up and watch it. It was just one of the last couple, three shows. At the end of the show, Mom comes back. And she knocks on the door. And Dr. Watson, the daughter, goes to the door. And she opens the door not knowing what to expect. And the mom says, "Today's one of my good days. Can we talk?" And they go sit down. And this is the scene I want to get to. Because this scene was really important. In my world, I see this scene played out every day. But on network TV, this scene doesn't get played out. There's movies about it, but this scene was special. And a lot of you who are listening will understand what comes next. And so they sat down at the table, and the mother said, the daughter, first of all, says, "You know, I'm really sorry about the other day. I'm sorry about that." And the mother says, because she still is fairly aware, the mother says, "No, you know I have Alzheimer's. And it could be any form of dementia. They just used Alzheimer's. I know I have Alzheimer's. And I know it's going to get worse. But I want to thank you for having the hard conversation with me." And I about fell out of my chair when they said that. Thank you for having the hard conversation. In most of the cases that I see, the hard conversation is never had. In most cases, it especially never happens up front when the parent still knows enough to have good days and bad days. And in most cases, the children are never willing to have the hard conversation. I cannot tell you how many people I have had sit in my office. And dad or mom clearly has dementia, and the children and the spouse still cannot bring themselves to use the word. I know one attorney that does speaking engagements, and you're not at associations that are associated with dementia issues, and they inform the attorney in advance, "Please don't use the word. Please don't use the word." They're not willing to have the hard conversation. And the hard conversation was two-sided. It was one, the mom in this case, admitting that this was going to get worse. But more importantly, the daughter willing to admit that she understood that mom was going to get worse. In this case, she was a doctor, or the character's a doctor, so she knows. And is willing to navigate that path with her mother. Can you imagine how much in real life comfort that would have given the mother? For in real life, to have the children say, "Mom or Dad, we know you're losing your mind. We know you have dementia. We know you have Alzheimer's. We know the day is coming when you're not going to recognize us. But we want you to know that when that day comes, we will still be here navigating this in the best way we can for you." I wish I could just repeat the first 9 minutes of this half hour three more times, because that's all I would like to say for the rest of this half hour. Can you imagine how comforting that would be to a parent or a loved one or a grandma or a spouse to say that? "I'm sorry I didn't see this show before I wrote my book, because I would have loved to have written a chapter just on this episode of this TV show. How hard it must have been for the parent to say, I have dementia, but how hard it equally is hard it would be for the child to say, Mom, I know that, Mom, but I want you to know I'm going to be here when you don't know me. Most of the families I see avoid that conversation like the plague. Dad never has Alzheimer's. Dad never has dementia. Mom never has Alzheimer's. Mom never has dementia. Mom has a little memory issue. Dad just has, he forgets a few things. I forget things, folks. I don't have dementia. I have 4 pair of glasses because I forget where I put my glasses constantly, and I got tired of trying to find them. So I bought 4 pair of reading glasses. I have 4 pair of reading glasses. I have one in my briefcase, one in the car, one next to my bed, and one in my office at home. Because I got tired of trying to remember. My wife is always trying to remember where her glasses are. That's not, how many of you have ever forgotten where your car keys are? That's not dementia. I've done tons of stuff on how to recognize dementia. I've given you tests that are available online. I've given you the symptoms and signs of it. We all know what it is. Are you ready to have the hard conversation? Not only, and sometimes the parent just can't say those words. How comforting. How powerful would it be? How courageous would it be? How loving would it be for the family to say, for the children to say, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, honey, whatever it is, we know what's coming. We want you to know we're all in this together. We're all pulling the oars in the same boat. We don't know where shore is right now. We don't know where our ultimate destination is right now. We don't know all the things that are going to happen right now. But whatever they are, we're going to navigate them together. That's why my book is called Navigating Frailty. Not the solution to frailty, not the answers to frailty, but navigating frailty. Because I simply can't think of a better word than that that describes what families are going to do. Are you dealing with a loved one that you need to have the hard conversation with? Our children, as a family, let's say Dad is starting to lose it. Are you children, especially sons, because they can't have this conversation. Are you willing to have the hard conversation with the other parent that says, Mom, Dad, we know Mom, Dad, the other child is losing it. We don't know what's going to happen, but we recognize that it's happening. We don't know where we're going, but we're going to help you with Dad as we go down this river and we cross this lake and we set out into this ocean that we can't see over the horizon together. How much more courageous is that decision than just pretending Dad has a little memory issue or Mom just forgets things sometimes? I can't tell you what an impact that stupid TV show had on my thinking for the last week. The hard conversation, I think you're going to hear about this more on my show, whether you like it or not. Because, and maybe it's not dementia. I have a friend who has cancer, who's about to go through chemotherapy, and the chemotherapy is knowingly going to cause what's called chemo brain, and my friend will wind up with dementia. how comforting. And I'm having that discussion with him this week. It was already planned before I saw the show. With, I don't know where this is going to go, but I want you to know that I'll be there. And I'll be there when things get worse. And I'll be there for your spouse, who I love. And I'll be there and give the best advice that I can. And be there for whatever happens. How are you willing to have that conversation? It could be your best friend, somebody who has Parkinson's. It could be a friend that has MS. It could be a friend that's body is just beginning to get frail. It could be your friend who has severe diabetes and has already had one leg amputated and everybody else knows where it's going. It could be with the spouse of one of your friends who's had a stroke and now doesn't know where they are and can't walk and has a catheter, and you tell the spouse, I don't know where this is going to go, but we're going to go there together. Wherever this goes, we're going to go there together. I hope this is meaningful to your family. This show is about the issues of aging. And it has been for 20 years. And as this show draws to a close, I don't know when it's going to end. I haven't decided yet. But I know it's not going to go on for another 5 years. I want to say this as often as I can. We are all going to get older. We are all going to become more frail. We are all going to lose independence to some degree as we get older. And we need to have a plan, and we need to have had the conversation with those around us that will be there, and we're going to need their help and make sure that we have a plan to take care of that together. I don't know what's more important. Death planning is simple. I've said that a million times. Go down to the funeral home or go down to the Neptune Society or wherever you're going to go and arrange for it. You know, if you live out on a farm, you know, dig a hole with the backhoe and take care of it. Whatever. I don't know. What I'm saying is death planning is fairly straightforward and simple. Navigating frailty is mind-numbingly hard. And it is filled with guilt, and it is filled with doubt, and it is filled with second-guessing. And people wait and wait and wait and wait until it's a crisis, and then we're left with like two choices instead of 50. Are you willing to have the hard discussion? The difficult discussion with whoever it is in your life? Are you willing, even if you're healthy right now, are you willing to sit down with your kids and say, hey, kids, I'm getting older. I'm not going to be here forever. And there's a chance that before I die, I may need help. And that help may be yours. I may need your help. I need to know if we're in this together. I'll do everything I can to prepare the path so that it'll be easy for you. But I'd like us all to sit down together and talk about that path, the paths that we could all take together, some of them really horrible, some of them really awful. Children, are you willing to sit down with your parents as a family and say, Mom, Dad, I know you're all okay now, and I know you don't want to talk about this, but we have to talk about this, because remember what happened to Grammy Mildred, or you know, remember what happened to Papa Phil, or whoever it is. You remember what happened to Grandpa. So, and sitting down with parents and say, look, right now everybody's fine, and we're blessed, and we're thrilled with that. But when the day comes that you need us to take care of you, We need you to include us in your plans and let us know what your plans are and what your desires are and what your wishes are and what your hopes are and what you want to have happen and all of that kind of stuff. We need you to share that with us. It's important. Would you share that with us? Could we all sit down together? By the way, I have a sheet, a white paper on how to hold a family conference. I've had one for years. It's like an outline of how to hold a family conference. We talk about it when people come to my workshop. My next workshop's on the 1st of September. But I can't tell you how important it is to have the hard conversation. It's so much better than the alternative, which is waiting until it happens. Until something comes along and it gets worse and worse and worse. And then all of a sudden, it's a crisis and it's really bad. And relatives are flying in from out of state trying to take care of stuff because we never had the conversation 2 years ago when it just started to get bad. I have a close family friend, whose family, the father has died and the mother has Parkinson's. She's in early stages of Parkinson's. And the family has rallied around that openly and not joyously, but openly. They've acknowledged it. They have plans. Right now, the mom is living independently, but they have plans for how they're going to take care of it. There are two children and how they're going to take care of it. And the children are married. And how their families and the grandchildren are going to take care of it, the older grandchildren, and they have a plan for when the day comes that mom cannot take care of themselves or of herself. And they have this conversation constantly. It's been going on now for several years, and they have the repeat conversation several times a year when they're all together, and they talk about it, and they acknowledge where mom is, and how she's doing, and what the plans are. And right now, plans are she can live independently, but they have a plan B. They have the plan. They've had the hard conversation. Everybody knows about it. It's not a secret. It's out in the open. Are you willing to have the hard conversation with the person that you love? Are you willing as a parent to have it with your child? Are you a child willing to have it with your parent or grandparent? Are you a spouse willing to have it with the spouse who's ill? Or is everybody just going to pretend that the long-term care fairy is going to come and spread some long-term care fairy dust somehow and just make it all better? This is hard stuff, folks. That's why I said, are you willing to have the hard conversation? I didn't say, are you willing to have a conversation? I'm talking about a conversation that's so hard, you can't believe it. And the 900-pound gorilla, guilt, is in the room. And getting past all that is hard. Are you willing to have the hard conversation? If you want more tools to do that, get to my workshop. My next workshop is Saturday, September the 1st, or as my mother would say, September the 1st. September the 1st. There are two sessions, one at 10:30 in the morning. It's a Saturday. It's free. One at 10:30 in the morning, one at 12:30 in the afternoon. They're both the same. You don't come to both of them. You can pick the 10:30 or you can pick the 12:30. They're identical. Different people, but we talk about the same kind of stuff. They're workshops. You're going to work. You're going to have to think. You're going to have to acknowledge stuff to yourself. I'm going to make you have the hard conversation with yourself, if nothing else. 10:30 and 12:30 on the 1st. They're in my office right here in Sacramento. My office is on Watt Avenue. When you sign up, I'll send you tickets. How do you sign up? You call me. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. And you sign up. But get signed up. It's limited to 15 people per session. I'm not kidding about the 15. There's only 15 seats in the conference room. 800-999-8007. If you're ready to have the hard conversation with yourself, get to the workshop on September the 1st. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. For Bob Scrivano, I hope this has all been helpful. We'll see you here next week on Assets and Aging.